Brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
愿神祝福所有参加领袖会的弟兄姐妹。
May God bless all the brothers and sisters who join our spiritual cultivation here today.
那现在要跟大家分享的就是谈平静风和海。
The topic I'd like to share with you this morning is to calm the wind and the water.
我们一起来看马可福音第四章。
Let us read Mark chapter 4.
马可福音的第四章
Mark chapter 4
第四章的三十五节到四十一节
Mark chapter 4 verse 35 through 41
三十五节当那天晚上耶稣对门徒说我们渡到那边去吧门徒离开众人耶稣扔在船上他们就把他一同带去也有别的船和他同行忽然起了风暴风波浪打入船内甚至船要满了水耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉门徒叫醒了他说夫子我们丧命你不顾吗耶稣醒了斥责风向来说住了吧住了吧风就止住大大的平静了耶稣对他们说为什么胆怯你们还没有信心吗他们就大大的惧怕彼此说这到底是谁连风和海也都听从了他那在这里记载这段事迹、啊、
Here is record this event
那有一次主耶稣跟门徒这个做完了工作以后就对他们说我们渡海到对岸去吧
At one time after Jesus finished his work then he told his disciples that let us go across the stream
后来他们同坐一条船
Then they took the same boat together.
在行进的当中啊，忽然起了暴风。
During the trip, there comes the storm.
波浪就打入到船内。
So the waves has hit the boat.
船就满了水。
And the boat is filled with water.
正在遇到这样的事情的时候，耶稣在船尾上睡着了。
At that very moment, Jesus was sleeping in the stern of the boat.
后来门徒叫醒他。
So later, disciple woke him up.
耶稣醒了，就平静风和海。
When after Jesus was awakened, then he stilled the wave and the wind.
那我们看到这整件事情啊，耶稣是主角嘞。
From this event, we can see that Jesus is the main character.
如果没有了他，不知道他们会将受到什么样的伤害。
Without Jesus, we don't know what is the consequence that they have encountered.
所以从这件事情我们可以看到两种人的感受。
So from this event, we can see two kind of emotions.
第一种人就是对门徒来讲呢。
The first emotion referred to the disciples.
耶稣平静了风跟海以后。
After Jesus calmed down the wind and the waves,
耶稣就说你们为什么胆怯呢？
And Jesus told them, why you are so still afraid?
到现在跟我在一起还没有信心啊。
Don't you still have faith after all you have been with me all the time?
所以对于这件事情耶稣特别指责他们的错误跟软弱。
So Jesus pointed out their weakness and their mistakes.
门徒面对这种风浪这种暴风是纯害怕的。
So all the disciples were so afraid of this storm and the waves.
所以主耶稣提醒他们说，为什么胆怯害怕呢？
That's why Jesus reminded them, how come you are so afraid of it?
那第二点的指明错误就是说，为什么这么没有信心呢？
The second point he pointed out is that how come they had so little faith?
哎，真的没有遇到问题，不晓得我们是否会胆怯，是否会有信心。
Unless we run into the difficulty, we don't know that whether we still have faith or not.
所以从这件事迹，我们可以看到主耶稣要门徒加添信心。
From this event, we can know that Jesus wants his disciples to have faith.
那在同行的船中，不单单只有门徒，还有其他的众人呢。
Among the boat rider. Besides the disciples, there are other people too.
这些众人就是还不是成为耶稣的门徒，只是外邦人来讲啊。
These people are referred to as the Gentile.
他们看到这整件事迹啊，就说：“哎，这个人到底是谁啊？”
When they saw this event occur, then they just wonder what kind of this person it is.
连风跟海啊，都听从了他。
Even the wave and the wind listen to that person.
所以对这个外邦人来说，他们在思考：“哎，这到底根本就不是人嘛。”
For the Gentile, Jesus is regarded as non-human.
所以主耶稣要这些还没有相信他的人呢、啊。
Jesus told to that non-believer, Jesus let them understand who is the Lord, who is the Lord of the universe.
所以他很多比喻，很多的讲话，训诲都在指着他来说的。
So he used a lot of parables and teachings to refer to himself.
所以这些同行的外邦人呢，才知道，哎，这不是人，是全能的主。
In this way, the Gentile will understand he is the Lord of the universe, God.
在我们的人生旅程啊。
So in the journey of our life,
有时候我们好像很有信心认得耶稣。
Sometimes we regard ourselves as full of faith.
但是有时候让我们觉得好像不认识耶稣。
Sometimes we think that we don't know Jesus at all.
连祷告的力量都不见了。
We don't have strength to pray.
人家劝你说要祷告，知道了，我都知道了，你不要说了。
Someone will encourage us to pray. We know that. We understand that. We do that.
他虽然说我知道，但是他表现的就是不知道的动作。
Although he say that he know, but the way he act out is ignorant.
真的，当我们遇到事情会变得这样。
We run into this kind of problem too.
只不过那个暴风、那个海浪还没有真的到你的身上，是你还不知道你有多少斤重、多少斤两啊。Only
that the fact that the wind and the wave haven't come to us yet, so we don't know whether we have strong faith or not.
所以耶稣在这里不单单是要带领教训、培育他的门徒以外。
Besides, Jesus wants to teach his disciples.
也是要让世人明白，他就是这位全能的主。
He wants a whole human being to understand he is the Lord of the universe.
他是无所不知的神。
He is a God of omnipotent.
他是无所不在的神。
He is omnipresent.
他是无所不能的神。
He is omniscient.
所以从这段事迹啊，真的可以学到很多很多的思考跟我们生活里面的一些考验。
So from this event, we can apply all these into our daily life.
我们就可以开始来思想来。
Let us ponder upon this event and learn from it.
我们的人生旅程一开始生下来就信心这么好了。
Do you think that we have faith by birth?
10年前的我是怎么样的我？
How about 10 years ago? How was I?
20年前的我是怎么样的我？
How about 20 years ago?
30年前的我是怎么样的我？
How about 3 decades ago?
40、50年前的我是怎么样的我？
And 4 and 5 decades ago, how am I look like?
这几十年当中，可以去想一想，我到底我的人生旅程是怎么走过的？
Let us recollect our journey of life and how we have gone through in our faith.
我的信心、信仰的起起落落、高高低低、高潮低潮是怎么走过的？
How was my faith look like? Is that low or high?
然后，主耶稣在我们的信仰旅程上，我们到底依靠他多少？他为我们。 赏赐了多少的恩典？
How much we rely on Jesus, and how much Jesus have given to us in the past?
我觉得这个很重要。It
is very important.
可以想一想。Let
us ponder upon this.
现在这个人坚强了。Now
this person was strengthened.
他过去怎么学的？So
how did he learn from it?
但是未来还是这么坚强呢？
Is he going to be strong in the future?
如果每一件事情都能够掌控在我们的手中，跟我们的想法。 那很多事情就很方便了。If
everything is under our control and according to our thought, then it's very easy for us.
但是事实告诉我们。But
the reality tells us.
很多事情我们无法真正的掌控。All
of the time, we are out of control.
尤其出于天灾地变、水灾种种啊，这种意外、晴天霹雳的事情太多了。All
the natural disaster and a certain catastrophe are out of our control.
不过，我们从这个短短的经文里面，我们可以提出有三个阶段的。So
from this short passage, we would like to point out 3 facts.
我们每位弟兄姐妹一定会经历过的时候。This
3 process is the process we have to go through.
我们就提出这三个阶段，看看我们能够给我们大家一种互相的勉励学习了。
Let us study from these 3 states how much we learn from.
那在这件事情平静风和海，我们看到主耶稣他真的是万能的主宰了。From
calming the wind and the wave, we know that Jesus is omnipotent and the Lord of the universe.
对于门徒一个基督徒来讲，For
the disciple and as a Christian,
有耶稣同在，没有耶稣同在，却成为一个非常重要的一个因素。
it is a very important fact that whether you have Jesus abiding with you or not. Let us look at the first state. In verse 36, the last part of
36,
here it said that they took Jesus along with them. The first part is that Jesus was with them. It is very good to have Jesus walking with you. So they are riding the boat with Jesus. Look at Joseph. He was treated cruelly by his brother and sold to Egypt as a slave. At the time, all the slaves are very
pitiful.
They lost their freedom. They are traded at the wish of the owner. At home, Joseph was the apple of the eyes of Jacob. Among the children, Jacob loves Joseph very much. When Joseph was sold to Egypt, for Jacob, it is a great tragedy. Let us look at the growth of Joseph. It is very pitiful for him to went through the slavery. However, the master looked high on his wisdom and his hard-working ability. It seems that everything went
smoothly.
At one time, his master went on business.
在这个节骨眼呢,
at that critical moment, we can see the wife of the master have different kind of
mind.
She tempted Joseph to sleep with her. But Joseph has God in his heart. He was afraid to sin against God by committing this kind of sin. He was a watchful person because God is with him. If God is not abiding with him, then he can do whatever he wants. If he did that, then God won't abide with him. He did that, and according to the word of God, still he went through all the trials.
什么代价呢?
What kind of price he had
to pay?
In order to escape from the temptation of his master, master's wife,
这个主人啊,抓他的衣服耶,
at that time, the master's wife grabbed at his clothes.
所以他就挣脱把那个外衣就拿掉就跑掉了。
He just let himself free from the clothes and went out naked.
所以这个外衣啊,却成为他主人的太太去陷害。
So this outer garments become the proof for the master wife to blackmail him. Sometimes we have to pay the price in order for keeping the word of God.
后来就因为这样，主人就凭这个判断，后来。
So because of that, he was sentenced put into prison for 2 years.
哇,真的很可怜耶。
It is very miserable.
离开故乡到这样的地方,遭受这么多的这种苦楚。
Far away from his hometown, he suffered this kind of pain.
但是整件事情我们看不到约瑟有埋怨神的地方,没有。
In the process of his trial, we don't see any complaint coming from Joseph. He is a person who has a heart to wait on the Lord. How come such a person have a powerful strength to wait upon the Lord? Because he knew that he had a clear conscience, he is willing to walk with the Lord. How much effort he put in this kind of work?
做了13年,
for 13 years.
忍耐等候13年,
be patient and waiting upon the Lord.
在一次神最美好的安排解梦之下, 后来他就坐上埃及这个宰相的工作。
With the beautiful arrangement of God, he had this opportunity to interpret the dream, and he became the ministers of Egypt.
后来就将这个他的家里人呢，从这个就把他们从他故乡闹饥荒的地方接过来到这个埃及，住在最美好的歌山地。
Later, he had this opportunity to receive his family out of the famine into Egypt.
不容易耶。
It is not an easy case.
忍耐13年,
to be patient for 13 years.
或许当中有的会说, 我忍耐20-30年,
maybe we'll say that we can be patient for 20 or 30 years.
但是神给人的课程啊, 不一样, 时间长短不同呢。
However, in God's eyes, he has different will.
不论时间长短,你还是要忍耐。
No matter how long or short of the time, we have to be patient.
重点就是你不离开神，让能够接纳神跟我们来同行。
The focal point is we have to be to receive God and have God dwelling in your heart.
最近呢，我在南加州碰到一个慕道朋友。
Recently, I ran into a true seeker in Southern California.
他一直想要得到圣灵。
He was eager to receive the Holy Spirit.
哭啊，怎么样啊，一直都没得到。
He cried and prayed, but he didn't receive it.
后来我就问他，你是怎么求的？
So I asked him, how did he ask for the Holy Spirit?
哎，这位慕道朋友啊，这位太太，她就告诉我了。
So she told me that.
天传道，我是这样求的了。
Pastor Tian, I did it like this.
求说啊，如果你不给我得圣灵，我就不受洗，我不要你了。
She said that, well, in the inner prayer, she said that, Lord Jesus, if you didn't give me the Holy Spirit, I won't be baptized.
我听完了我说，哎，是你大还是耶稣大？
After I heard that, are you the great person or the Jesus Christ?
他一被天国，这个要拣选人得救呢。
Jesus is a person who is going to elect person and ask them to
come to the kingdom. 他就决定，哇，他要改变他祷告的内容了。
Through our conversation, she decided to repent.
后来真的得到圣灵了。
Later, she received the Holy Spirit.
所以这个你的想法不对的时候啊，耶稣会不会跟你同行就不知道了。
So if you have an incorrect viewpoint, then maybe God won't walk with you.
如果你的真理基础不好，也难成就大事。
If you don't have a good foundation of the truth, then it is very hard for you to achieve great
things. 建造属灵的圣殿。
That is to establish a spiritual temple.
必须要在真理扎根。
We have to take root in the truth.
必须要在圣灵里面常常被他的灵引导。
We have to be under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这两个条件缺一不可。
We cannot let one or the other.
不然有的人得圣灵，为什么魔鬼还是会工作啊？
Why people were possessed by the demon after they received the Holy Spirit?
你去问的时候，你会发现他道理基础没有。
When you ask them, you can discover
that
they don't have a true foundation of truth, and they don't have the power to cast out the
demon.
So they don't have a clear concept of the truth. If you have a clear concept, then you can know how to do it. Then the Holy Spirit will help you.
主耶稣说，我赏赐给你们的这个保惠师，就是圣灵，是从真理来的灵，不能离开真理的嘞。Jesus
said that the counselor I give it to you is the Holy Spirit, and it's come from the truth.
主耶稣在离别的祷告也是这样祷告啊。Before
his departure, Jesus prayed like that too.
哇，就求你使他们能够借着真理的圣灵成为圣。
And he asked God to sanctify the disciple through the Holy Spirit of the truth.
那我们看这个约瑟，他真的就是因为敬畏神，有神的话在心中，所以他不敢作恶得罪神。So
look at Joseph. He feared God and he had the word of God in his heart so that he did not sin against God.
我们一起来看创世纪39章。
Let us read Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪的39章.
Genesis chapter
39. 39章第一节.
Verse 1.
约瑟被带下埃及去，有一个埃及人是法老的内臣，护卫长托提法，从那些带他来的以色列人手下买了约瑟去。约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，耶和华与他同在，他就百事顺利。他主人见耶和华与他同在，又见耶和华使他手里所办的尽都顺利。我们再来。 再来看这个，23节。
Here, from numerous verses, we can see that whatever Joseph did, it went through smoothly. There is a focal point. This is the guidance of God with him. Today, to revive our strength, we have to have Jesus with us. In this way, we won't be lonely in your journey of life.
你也不会孤单的,
you won't be lonesome.
保罗在提摩太后书第四章里面也这样谈了,
in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul said,
当他遭受苦难的时候, 需要人帮忙, 所有的人都离开他,
when he need help from people in time of difficulties, a lot of people
只有主耶稣站在我旁边,
he said that only Jesus stand by me.
然后加添给他力量,
and strengthen him so the gospel has been spread. So in this way he escaped from a different kind of evils. For the sake of gospel he went through a lot of persecution. Almost he was stoned to death, and some people regarded him already dead, so he put it out of the city.
但是他醒过来了，拍一拍整个动动动动身体，又再去传福音了。After
he recovered his conscience, then he went to preach again.
但为什么愿意这样做?
Why he was so willing to do that?
他知道有耶稣同行的重要。
He knew the importance of the abidance of Christ.
我们今天呢碰到一点事情啊，很容易就变成那个这个摇尾巴这个是。 那种害怕的狗啊，就跑掉了。
Nowadays, whenever we run into a very tiny little difficulties, we're just like a dog and shaking our tails and leave.
哎，曾经就有这样的人问我。
So at one time, a people asked me,
天传道，你帮我讲几句话一下。
He said that, Pastor Tian, tell something.
我看那个信徒啊，有点毛病啊，一定要讲，不讲不行啊。
Tell something to these believers on behalf of me, he said.
应该是他要去讲哎。Actually,
he is the person who should speak to that person.
他不敢讲。
He dare not to speak to that believer.
我说你去讲啊，这个意见很好啊，他会感激你哎。And
I told him that this is a good opinion. You should say to him.
不要了，天传道。 我天天还要见面呢，不好了，不好了。He
said that we have to meet every day. I don't want to hurt his feeling. He said.
你是怕人呢，还是要有耶稣同行啊？
So I think that if you are really fear man or really want the abidance of God.
将来每一个人在神面前都要审判呢。Everybody
will face the judgment before the Lord.
这就几句话，就这么怕了，而且是好意见呢。
This is only a few words. How come you fear of him? It's a good opinion to him.
哎呀，如果真的有风暴啊，有海浪，你怎么办呢？
What happened? The real wave and a storm comes.
有一次，一个信徒告诉我。
At one time, the believer told me that.
那他说有一个慕道者家里闹鬼。
There was a devil working at one true seeker's home.
那个鬼啊，真的不按牌理出的，晚上白天都出来的。
Even daytime and nighttime, this devil work severely.
有的人说鬼怕这个日光没有啊，他白天也出来啊。
Some people said that the devil afraid of light.
所以我说那个鬼是不按牌理出牌的。
That's why I said that this devil did against our normal thinking.
结果他有先跟教会的这个圣工人员呢讲了。 So
the truth seeker told the holy worker in the church.
那时候我刚好是到别的地方去巡墓。
At the time, I was not in the town.
结果那个是有几个圣工人告诉那个信徒说，哎，这个等天传道来啊，天传道来了。
So later I heard that this holy worker said that let us wait for Pastor Tian to come.
结果他还跟那个信徒说，不要跟天传道说，我叫你去跟他讲呢。
Even this holy worker told that true seeker that don't say that I asked you to tell him.
这有什么不好意思吗？
There is nothing to afraid of.
你赶不走，你也不要觉得丢脸嘛。
If you think that you cannot cast out the demon, that is not not losing your faith. But you can learn from it.
何必这样呢?
You don't need to do that.
你要用某个什么包装包起来干什么嘛?
You don't need to treat like a.
而是要学习怎么样让耶稣跟你同行啊，这个才是重要的课程。The
most important point is that how are you going to learn to walk with Jesus?
啊，我回来了。这个信徒很诚实，他们告诉我说不要告诉你。
After I came back, this believer told me that the holy worker asked me not to tell you about it.
我谁也不带，我就是找那几个人跟我一起去。So
I took these holy workers to go with me.
你占这个职分，你要关心教会，你都不敢了，不敢带耶稣同行啊！这个不坚强的工人怎么可以啊？
As a holy worker, we should have this kind of responsibility to do with the Lord.
其中有一个说：“哎，天堂的，我有事。”我说：“没有事了，哪有事？”
One of the holy workers said that I have something to take care of. I cannot.
我知道其中一个喜欢讲理由，推事情的。
I know that one of the person among them try to find excuse to escape from this.
所以我跟他讲以前，我就先找他太太，没事哈，他太太说没事，你跟他去。
So before I asked to go, ask him to go with me, I asked his wife, said, is there anything to ask him to do? She said, no, then I asked him to go.
我说我已经跟你太太谈好，她说没事哦。
And I told him that I already asked your wife, you don't have anything to do.
我就带了那三个人。So
I took these three people.
我就到慕道者的家去。
And we went to the true seeker's home.
他有一个小男孩，5岁。
There was a 5-year-old child
鬼在他的身上
was possessed by demon.
找了法师、鸡童啊，什么豆桃，那些喝符水啊，什么放什么照妖镜，什么都没有用。
They find different way of spirit, the evil spirit caster to do this thing, but there's no use at all.
而且你花了很多钱呢。
They spend a lot of money on that.
他如果一发作来啊。 他用他的头去撞那个水泥，很好玩的，撞就在那边撞，还要用冲的去撞，你试试看看，木头你试试看看。
Once the devil started to work, then this child just hit the wall continuously.
然后还会讲话。
Even the devil spoke.
看到他的阿公阿嬷还有个死去的姐姐啊，身体流血了，进到家里门，门自己开。那个孩子有时候也会离地，就在空中啊，给他的阿嬷这样抱好玩啊。
This child saw that even he witnessed his passed away grandma, grandfather, and even the sister came in through the door with a lot of blood, and also he was floating in the air too.
为了这个孩子，所以整个家里不平安。So
because of this child, there's no peace in this house.
那听完了。After
I listened to that,
我们就谈了。And
we started to speak.
后来就一起做祷告。
And then we start to pray.
教他们怎么祷告。
I teach them how to pray.
全家很顺服哎。
So they all have the humble heart.
传道怎么讲圣经的话，教他们怎么祷告，就是怎么听，没有理由的。
They just listen whatever the pastor said and ask them to pray.
哇，看起来很谦卑。
They are really humble.
还有理由说这样这样这样，耶稣的门呢，对你没有了。
If you have different opinions, then there's no way for you to enter the kingdom of God.
哎，祷告完了。
After we pray,
那个晚上是他们这么十多年来啊，
Actually, in the past, they ran into this kind of devil work in the house before. They slept well over the night, and then later they came to the church.
就这样子啊，就鬼离开他们了。
In this way, the devil left them.
为什么离开？
Why the devil left them?
这个家里开始有神与他们同行了。
Because God started to abide in this house.
所以这一点很重要。
This is very important.
你做任何事一定要知道要带耶稣同行了。
No matter what kind of things you're going to do, you have to take Jesus with you.
你不知道会面临什么样的事情啊。
Because you don't know what is ahead of us.
这个门徒要开船过去了，就带耶稣一起同去耶。
So the disciple tried to cross the river, the sea, and then they take Jesus with them.
但是我们现在的人呢，也带什么去啊？有些忘记带耶稣去的。
For us nowadays, some people will forget to take Jesus with us.
带那个美金去的。
They just take dollars with them.
带装备去的。
They take equipment with them.
真的有事情有办法处理吗？没办法。
Do you think that when disaster comes, they can?
能够用钱、用装备、用你的智慧解决，那就不是什么问题了。
If they can use dollars and equipment and their wisdom to solve the problem, then there's no more problem.
我们的信仰阶段真的有时候遇到很顺利，我们有耶稣同行啊。So
in the process of our faith, when we go through smoothly, then we have Jesus with us.
这种学习还好了。This
is a good learning.
第二种学习就比较麻烦了。But
for the second type of learning, it's
verse 38. 耶稣在船尾上面枕着枕头睡觉了。Jesus
was sleeping in the stern.
有时候我们也会遇到那种患难，看不到神的旨意的时候，就是如同耶稣睡着了。Sometimes
we run into our difficulties. We don't see the will of God, then it is the same as Jesus was sleeping in the stern. The second step is that Jesus was sleeping.
有时候一直祷告，为什么没有看到神帮助啊？
Sometimes we pray a lot and then we cannot see the help coming from God.
有时候一直祷告，为什么这个苦难苦逼没有离开啊？
Sometimes we pray a lot and then the trouble didn't go away.
到底耶稣在哪里？
Actually, where Jesus is.
到底我们该怎么做？
What should we do then?
会感受到如同耶稣睡着了一样。
We may feel like that Jesus is sleeping.
结果这个暴风起了。
Then the winds come.
大波浪也来了。
And the waves too.
甚至打到船内。
Even they hit into the boat.
嘿，这个众人在船内就恐慌起来了。
The people started to fear.
门徒一直到处寻找耶稣到底在什么地方啊？
And the disciples started to look for Jesus.
哎，这些人看到这个暴风这么大，浪打到船内，他们都在内屋里面休息的。
And these people were taking rest inside when the wind and the wave hit the boat.
哇，一直找耶稣。
They look around for Jesus.
他们找到耶稣的时候，难道夫子你不知道吗？我们要丧命了，生命没有了。
When they found Jesus, they said, Teacher, don't you care if we drown?
你为什么不顾我们呢？
Why don't you care for us?
他们在船内应该是有一个安全的避风港，在船内怕恐慌啊。
Actually, they are inside of the boat. It's sort of like a harbor protecting them. Still, they fear.
但是这些全能的主耶稣啊，他睡在哪里？船的尾巴呢？
However,
尾巴摇动最厉害的。
Our Jesus was sleeping in the stern. It's the place it was shaken the most.
我不知道大家有没有到过游乐区坐那个海盗船啊，一个船的就上下上下那个很可怕啊，心脏好像要飞出去一样。
Have you ever take a ride on this boat in the fun fair? I don't know. It's a very dangerous one.
比较怕的人哦，他会坐在那个中间，中间呢比较没有那么可怕，船的中间。
If you really fear, then you sit in the middle of the boat.
比较不怕死的，他会坐在最两边的船尾啊，叫得最大声，哎呀，这样哦。If
you are not afraid of death, then you sit in the stern and the head of the boat.
但是那是有规律的，上气下气，上气下气很舒服啊。
But the boat swing up and down is very comfortable.
但是这一条船呢，是在暴风浪这样没有规则的。这个，你看，主要是睡在床尾上，好自在，很安在，哦，很好睡。
But the boat here is without any rhythm, just tossing around in the wind and storm.
那些众人门徒是在船内呢，怕得不得了，看到水进来，哇，糟糕了，要死了。
But the disciples were inside of the boat. When they see the water comes in, they just so frightened.
所以这个两个情景真的完全不同的感受。
So if you look at these two pictures, then you have different kind of feelings.
有些人在患难中啊，就如同在船内的这样惊恐害怕。
Some people were just like the disciple inside of the boat. They were so frightened.
但是有些人信心好的，就如同耶稣在船尾上，哎，安然自在，哇，这么好睡，哦。 跟着风浪这样跑，哎，好好。
For some people who have a good faith, and just like Jesus, even though they are in the stern, they feel okay.
所以这是两种不一样的心境跟信仰的体验，跟他实际生活所面临的这种考验。
So this is the two different state of minds and faith.
但是啊，通常这个暴风跟风浪是怎么来？
Usually, how did this wind and wave come?
我们看那个35节。
Let us read 35.
这里说当那天晚上。
Here it said that in that evening.
白天工作累了，晚上是应该好好休息的时候了。
When we are labor at in the daytime, we want to rest in the night.
晚上也是我们生理时钟最脆弱的时候了。
Especially at night, our physical body have a weakest point.
所以这里谈到这个37节暴风的来临跟波浪的来临啊，就是在那当天晚上。So
here in verse 37 is mentioned the wave and the storm come at that very night.
所以这个是一个很大的考验呢。It
is a great trial.
当你信心好的时候，这个考验或许不是什么问题啊。If
you have a great faith at that time, it won't any problem.
当你信心弱的时候，就如同耶稣睡着了。 不知道要怎么去面临啊，突破这个困难了。If
you have a weak faith, you just feel like Jesus is sleeping.
这个暴风，这个波浪。This
storm and waves.
就如同我们人生旅程上所遇到的危险啊，困难啊。
Just like the trouble and disaster we met,
we met. 甚至痛苦了，迷惑了。And
suffering and temptation.
甚至软弱了。And
our weakness.
那这样的暴风，这样的波浪来了。
They just come like that.
从不一样的方向，我们无法想到的就进来了。They
come from different direction beyond our imagination.
我们看那句话，37节说波浪打入船内。Here
it said that a furious squall came up and the wave broke over the boat.
所以我们看到这样的这种暴风啊，这样的事情苦难呢，是从外在打入到我们的内心里面呢，受到很大的影响呢。
This kind of trouble and suffering coming from outer, external, and into our internal part.
打进来，这个水就进来了。When
the water comes inside,
会要满了船了，这个就跟生命就有影响了。It
fills the boat and it will endanger your life.
在船内满了水啊，你看看那个人在里面就喝水就死掉了。If
the boat is filled with water, then you will be drowned.
我看可能大家很了解什么铁达尼号那一部电影啊。
I know that everybody understand about the Titanic.
我是没有看过，但是我看到那个报纸在写。I
didn't watch this movie, but the newspaper.
哇，这个一旦一沉船的时候，有的跳船啊，有的吵架在骂啦，什么种种都来了。The
newspaper said that when the Titanic started to sink, that some people just jump out of a.
我都跟着算了，有信神的就叫那个拉提琴唱那个赞美声，然后就。 跟着船一起下去死掉了。For
those who
算了
，who believe in the Lord just are playing him and then sing with the boat.
真的在面临到这样，这个水就是我们的压力，我们的患难，我们的苦楚，我们的痛苦，我们的软弱，这个已经满了，超过头，哎，完了，没有了。So
this water is just like our suffering, our stress, and our pain. When this fill up the boat, then we have no life anymore.
不单单是你所依靠的那个船会沉，你这个人的生命也没有了，什么都没有了。Not
only the your reliant boat is going to sink, but also you lose your life too.
所以有时候我们也会遇到这样的苦哎。Sometimes
we have this kind of problem too.
好像如同耶稣睡着了。
We feel that Jesus is sleeping.
有一个信徒,
one believer.
他有一天不小心认识了一个对象,
one day he knew a person.
哎, 他好高兴, 哇, 生命突然有更多的这个亮光。
He feel his life is more very meaningful from that point on.
终于找到一个避风港可以看了。
He found a harbor for his life.
哇, 交往啊, 哎呀, 这个, 不给爸爸妈妈知道, 也, 更不敢给教会人知道, 哎, 偷偷的。
So he had a relationship behind their parents' knowledge and the believers.
后来继续到某个阶段, 哎, 已经有这种感情的一种 一种认同了，好像想要接受对方的感情了。
So they started to understand and know each other, then come to the point that they try to have a serious relationship.
哇，这件事情不知道怎么搞的，家里人知道了。
Then later, this relationship was discovered.
哇，就跟他劝，他不听。The
parents tried to stop this relationship.
我就是要他，你们要怎么样嘛？
But this person insists to go on with this relationship.
但是他是外邦人耶。
The other party is a non-believer.
他没有接受赦罪的洗礼耶。
This person didn't receive the...
这个父母亲想, 哇, 糟糕, 神的旨意是主内灵魂啊, 哇, 我的孩子怎么这样, 所以他比那个孩子更痛苦哦。
This person has not received the water baptism yet, and so the parents were very worried about this.
哇，后来那个父母亲来找我。
So later, the parents come to see me.
爸爸妈妈当成有一个好像发疯了，哇，怎么办？他非常看重这个信仰的。
And one of the parents almost driving to craziness.
所以他们好像就是满了水一样，如果这件事情怎么样的话，实在没有力量再活下去。
They feel just like the boat filled with water, and if this relationship go on, then they can't live anymore.
照着神的话语，主得救的真理，我愿意让我的孩子这样沉沦，这样看吗？
According to the word of God, should I allow my child to continue this kind of relationship?
哇，后来找我们就一起祷告。
So after he came to me and prayed with me.
后来也找他的这个孩子来。
Later we find his child.
后来讲一讲神的话。
And talk with him about the word of God.
一起祷告。
And we pray together.
这个孩子啊，真的感谢主嘞。
Thanks the Lord.
后来在祷告当中啊，被圣灵大大充满。
This child was filled with the Holy Spirit during the prayer.
一直向神说我错了，我要悔改了。
So he keeps saying to the Lord that I'm wrong.
还好他们之间还没发生肉体关系啊。
It's good that they haven't had a physical relationship yet.
只是感情要开始进去而已啊，感情啊。
They just only try to build up a serious relation.
后来祷告完了，那一天晚上我睡在传道房了。
After the prayer at the night, when I was in bed,
我晚上做了一个异梦哎。
I have a dream.
说我们都在教会祷告。
In the dream, we were praying in the chapel.
哇，好高兴啊！有这个天使耶稣也在里面。
We are all happy, and the angel were with us.
哎，祷告完了。
After the prayer,
我们就出来会堂，到广场了。
We came out of the chapel to the open ground.
我突然就往旁边看了，看到那个地方，这个地方是神的地方，那个地方是黑暗的地方。
When I look aside, the other side, it's a very. I saw the darkness.
哎，我看到那个信徒的孩子，哎呦，怎么往那个地方跑哎？
I saw the believer's child is walking toward that place.
我也赶过去跑追他。So
I was chasing after him.
要告诉他说危险，那个地方危险了。
I tried to say to him that this is a very dangerous place.
哇，结果我一到的时候，他已经下去那个大洞了，原来是无底洞，到地狱里面的洞了。
So by the time I arrived, he already going down into the endless pit.
就站在这个洞的旁边，看到他刚刚下去了，看到他就圣灵的感动，大大的就喊了：“求主耶稣救这个孩子！”
So when I was at the brink of the pitch, with the movement of the Holy Spirit, I asked Lord Jesus to save this child.
哎，那个时候我的身体也很轻，飞啊，就到那边就把他抱起来，这样 带出了那个洞,
At the time, I felt that my body was floating, flying around, and then I just tried to embrace him and then save him out of the pit. Thanks the Lord.
差一点点的, 这个信徒,
just a very few minutes.
真的, 当他们在面临这种事情的时候, 就好像怎么祷告, 耶稣睡着了, 听不到一样。
You're just like that when you run into some difficulty, whatever you pray, it seems that Jesus is sleeping. After I woke up, I pray and I thank the Lord that in the afternoon what we did is according to the will of God and we saved the child.
还好没有铸成大错，不然的话怎么面对神呢？
Thank God that we didn't do anything wrong. Otherwise, how can we face God?
所以当主耶稣睡着的时候，我们更要忍耐。
So especially when Jesus is sleeping, we should be patient.
更要持守自己跟神之间的关系。
We should insist on the ultimate relationship with Jesus.
万一我们走错了，要能够啊，不要一错再错啊，不然所背负的就更重了。
We shouldn't recommit the same sin again and again.
你一定在这样的苦难当中要仰望祈求神的这个主耶稣的这种带领。
In time of trial, we should look up to the guidance of Lord Jesus.
这个先知也是这样说的。
The prophet also told us that.
我们来看以赛亚书30章。
Let us read Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书30章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
30章的20节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20.
20节，主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。你向左，你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其间。”那在这里啊。 我们如果遇到患难苦楚种种，就是你要学习以艰难当作饼，当作水来喝呢。
When we run into this kind of suffering and trials, we should use the bread of adversity and the water of affliction.
凡事都有神的美意。
Everything has the beautiful word of God in it.
早上在带领祷告会，他提到那个耶和华，都有神的美意。后来他战胜了，后来体验了。
This morning we talk about Job. We can see the beautiful will of God. Later, he recovered from his destruction.
走过这种操练，你就会听到有声音说：“哦，这是正路，你要行在其中。”
Once you pass through this trial, then you can hear the voice saying that you are right on the right path.
我们再来看这个马可福音的第四章。
Let us read Mark chapter 4.
第四章的39节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 39.
39节这里说耶稣醒了。
I mean, here it said that Jesus was awakened.
哇，感谢主，这是第三个阶段了。This
is the third stage.
耶稣不再睡觉了，醒过来了。Jesus
no longer was sleeping. He was awake.
如果我们遇到这样的事情，就好像在黑暗重见光明，重见耶稣的能力同在，这样来扶持我们在他的荫庇之下。
When we are in trial, we may feel that Jesus is trying to stretch out his arm to help us, and we are no longer in the darkness.
这些没有跟从耶稣的人呢，遇到这样的事，惊惶失控了。Here, for
the Gentile, when they run into this kind of difficulty, they lose their control.
因为他们没有生命的主。Because
they don't have the law of life with them.
这个时候的门徒遇到患难，他就寻找主耶稣，最后找到了。
For the disciples, they look for Jesus Christ. At last, they found him.
这个就是告诉我们要建立一个好的祷告生活了。Here
he said that we have to establish a good prayer.
我们要怎么寻找耶稣？
How are we going to find Jesus?
就是要从祷告里面去寻找。We
have to find Jesus through our prayer.
就醒耶稣了，神垂听了。So
that Jesus will listen to our prayer.
神还没有显明他的旨意的时候，就好像睡着了。God
haven't manifest his will.
耶稣醒过来了，垂听我们的祷告了。哇，什么事情可以放心了？
Jesus seemed to be sleeping, but once Jesus was then it's very good to have him with us. Then he became our witness.
我们就清醒了。Then
we are in a very comfortable
state. 主耶稣用什么来平静风和海啊?
So what did Jesus use to calm the wave and the storm?
就是用他的话。
He used his word.
在希伯来书第一章说，所有宇宙万物就是用他的真理、他的话来托住万有的。
Here in Hebrew chapter 1 said that all the things in the universe has been supported by his word and his
truth. 我们来看哦，他就斥责这个风呢。
Here he said that he rebuked the storm.
这个风啊，太过分了，太坏了，斥责你了，停了。
He rebuked and stilled the wind.
风就停了。
So the wind stopped.
风停了，这个问题就小了，就是有暴风了，所以海浪会大啊。
Because of the storm, the waves was rising.
是暴风去推动海浪，海浪是跑到那个船内的。
The wind pushed the waves, and the waves, the water came into the boat.
哎，外在的因素解决了。
Once the external issues has been solved.
哎，风停了以后，海浪就小了。
Then the waves began to calm down.
这39节后面说，风就止，这个是。 就向海说停止了吧。Here
in 39 said that rebuke the wind and said to the waves quietly.
海也停了，风也停了。So
the wind and the waves stop.
我们真的讲话要到大海旁边吗？怎么讲？我听不到啊。When
we speak beside at the bank of the seashore, we cannot be heard.
我们人的海在什么地方啊？
Where is the sea of human being?
我们人的海就是心海啊。
The sea refer to the sea of our heart.
我们常常碰到面临很大外在的这个压力、痛苦啦，怎么样怎么样，会影响到我们的心海。
Sometimes we undergo a lot of stress outside.
主耶稣斥责风，把外在的因素给处理了。
So Jesus rebuked the wind and he solved the external issue.
远远的责备的。
And he rebuked him.
然后向我们的心海怎么说？停止了吧。
And later he talked to the sea of our heart, said that be still.
所以真的，我们心海静下来以后，就像那个黄传道讲的，就会听到那微声盼望哎，神的呼召，温柔的慈声，哇，来了。
Once we calm down the sea of our heart, then we can listen to the whispering word of God.
So
we have to examine ourselves.
在真理上造就好自己。
We have to edify ourselves in the word.
常常过一个祷告的生活。
We have to live a life of prayer.
耶稣就常常对着我们是醒着的，我们仰望他，他的眼睛就一直看顾我们的，到哪里他就看，才不会有睡着的时候。
Jesus is always watching over us, guiding us.
所以我们人一生的人生旅程啊，So
in our whole life,
真的会遇到有耶稣同行时候的见证。We
have a lot of testimony concerning about the abidance of Jesus.
有时候会遇到耶稣睡着了这样的操练。Sometimes
we run into the trials of Jesus sleeping.
但是走过之后，再一次提到耶稣醒了，又与我们同行的时候。
Once we pass through that stage, then we found out that Jesus was awaking, and then He's with us and guide us.
我们就有这个能力，有这个真理，有这个力量，才能够面对任何的风和海了。So
that we have this power and truth and wisdom to solve this and to face this difficulty.
因为你知道，这位全能的主耶稣啊，时时跟你同在，不用伤心的，有他做你的朋友，做你的主宰。
Because you know that you have this Jesus Christ with you like a friend and always helping you.
重点就是要通过忍受各样的操练。The
focal point is that with patience you have to pass through all this suffering.
不用时间长短，一定要做好这种功夫。No
matter long or short, you have to put every effort in this.
平安的时候，你一样有力量。
Even in peace time, you have this strong
strength.
Especially in time of suffering and trial, you should have more
strength.
So I believe that every time, every minute, every day, you should be a person with renewing strength. Let us bow our head and pray in silence.